This podcast is brought to you by Podbean. Podbean is the easiest way to create your own podcast. We use Podbean to host the Old Man's Podcast here, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Download the free Podbean podcast app to start recording and publishing your very own podcast in minutes. Podbean provides everything you need to run your podcast, and you can record and publish episodes directly from the app on your phone. Download the free Podbean app today. That's P-O-D-B-E-A-N. Head on over to Podbean at www.podbean.com and use the code PODCAST21. That's all capitalized, PODCAST21, for your first 30 days of podcast hosting for free. Check them out.
Bienvenidos al Old Man's Podcast, el podcast del viejo. Nos puedes escuchar en la app de Podbean Podcast, en Apple y Google Podcast, Spotify, Amazon Music y muchos otros lugares. Si nos quieres escuchar en vivo, nuestro show se transmite de lunes a viernes a las 8 a.m., tiempo del centro.
Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show. We're creeping around here. We're being sneaky this morning. That's why the Pink Panther theme by Henry Mancini. It's great to be here. Welcome, everybody. I want to welcome all our listeners throughout the United States and throughout the world. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Eric Kirk and the Navigators. Welcome aboard, everybody. Welcome. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Eric, are you here? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good this morning. Let's see who we have in this live studio this morning. We've got Marley from Underground Shuffle. We've got Russ here, Barbara, Mr. A, BP49, Shelby Jack. And we've got good. Ralph and
good crowd.
And we got Glenn, the Pulse, the only crazy lady.
The Ralph down there, his urine smelling like coffee. I don't know if he's doing well today or not.
Yeah, really. Oh, man. I wonder if you could do a urine test and see just how much coffee somebody's drink. I don't know.
Well, I told
is
him,
it bad?
I told him that, his urine can smell like coffee as long as his coffee don't smell like urine.
Yeah, exactly. I was drinking a cup of coffee when you said that, and I'm gonna spit it all over the place. Oh my gosh, yeah. So how you doing, Russ? What's going on with you, buddy?
No, I'm doing good. Yeah, just hanging in there. Got done hanging out with Ralph, getting the day started.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you get up early enough
and you
want to listen to a good podcast, be sure to check out Ralph William in the morning. He's on a couple hours before we are. Runs up to the time when we fire it up here. So check out Ralph. Have a good thing. I mean, he mixes it up too. He has a serious show, or he might have a lighthearted show. He mixes it up, but it's always good, entertaining podcasting. That's what it is right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good times. Yeah, I was just messing around with that. I've gotten hooked on Henry Mancini songs, and I blame Man Cave Sounds for that. Because, he throws those, when he does his music mixes, he always throws in the Pink Panther theme in there somewhere. He could be going on for a couple of hours, and then sooner or later, the Pink Panther theme pops in there. And I've been a major Henry Mancini fan most of my life. Of course, the one song that everybody's familiar with is the Pink Panther song.
The Peter Gunn theme too. He did.
I was just gonna say, people know that he wrote the Peter Gunn
the Peter Gunn song, you know. And then he did, let's see, Moon.
But I have to be honest, I think the Blues Brothers do Peter Gunn better than the Mancini Band ever did.
Yeah, that did kind of revive that song, the Blues Brothers. It sure did. Oh, and he does that one song, The Baby Elephant Walk. Now, if you're familiar with an older podcast that was out there for quite a while, Everything Swallows, they played the Baby Elephant Walk theme. And, yeah, that's, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. That's the Baby Elephant Walk. And that was a good one. He did the theme for Natari. Huh. Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh, wow.
Mr. Lucky, Snowfall. Whistling Away the Dark. The love theme from Romeo and Juliet. He did that. He was really popular. He was real popular. He's a modern day composer of music and just a great guy. Henry Mancini. You can get a greatest hits CD. It was released in 2000 for about $10, I guess, and it's got 22 of his hits on there. 22. Check out old Henry Mancini if you get a chance. That's some good old music right there. Good stuff. Hey, have you ever heard of vulture bees? Vulture. Bees. Have you got anybody hear vulture bees? You're thinking, nah. Vulture bees? What the heck are vulture bees?
Vulture bees.
You've heard of what?
Burt's bees.
Burt's bees. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's a lip balm.
I thought you said burnt beans.
Yeah, those too. Yeah.
Yeah. Burnt beans. Hey, vulture bees. They don't go around to the flowers getting nectar like we're accustomed to the honeybees. No, these guys go and they eat dead meat. Hi, Hanny J. Yeah, they eat meat. They consume dead meat. Isn't that something? Yeah. And they do produce a honey. It's called meat honey. M-E-A-T honey. Meat honey. And they say it's not very good.
Morning, Mama Bear.
It's not very good. You don't want to eat that. Hi, Mama Bear. Say hi to Logan for us. But yeah, I thought that was weird. And they're one of the few bees out there that does not have a stinger. They do not have a stinger, so you can't get stung by them. But they say they have one vicious bite. You know, they'll bite you. Yeah. So watch out for those vulture bees out there, man, buzzing around.
So they're eating like meat. They're eating like rotten meat and stuff. They got to have teeth, right?
No, they wouldn't have to have meat. I mean, like bugs eat other bugs, but they don't have meat, right? I mean,
teeth. Yeah.
I mean, teeth. They don't have teeth. No. Yeah. So I don't know. It's just strange.
I feel like it'd be hard to gum down a dead deer. Yeah.
Well. Yeah, there's a picture of it right here. It's a bee. I mean, you look at it, you go, yeah, that's a bee, you know. But he's sitting there eating a steak right now, munching down on his steak. Let's see what I want to see here. When you hear the word bee, you picture a bumbling yellow insect hovering about you looking for flowers, right? Not this one. Vulture bees are rather peculiar in the sense that they prefer dead animal meat to the more mainstream choice of flower nectar. They have developed special tooth-like points. Also, Russ, they have developed special tooth-like points in their jaws that help to strip the meat from the bone in small animals, causing because tearing meat is significant harder than lapping up pollen. So I guess they got little tooth like
welcome, Miss Dixie.
Probably like shark teeth. I don't know. It doesn't have I wish they had a big zoom into their mouth so we could see the picture. So they got little tooth like points in their jaws. Well, there you go. they call them bee canines. They got 10 canines in the bee's mouth. I don't know. Weird. Well, that would be why they bite you. They say that their bite is terrible. Well, now we know why their bite's so terrible. You know, it's just like getting bit with someone with teeth, I guess. Good grief. Hi, Miss Dixie. Good to see you. So there you go. It says, what does it say? Vulture bees cannot hunt their prey, so they have to rely on dead meat. You know, they have to. They can't go out there. They can't go out there and take a deer down. In other words, it says when a scout bee finds a source of food, it releases a unique form of pheromone so that other members of the hive know where to find it. Conclusion: these bees cannot easily access pollen, but pollen is vital to the development of young bees who will later be running the hive when these current adults migrate. The meat from these...
Welcome, Crazy Kyle.
The meat replaces the substitute and protein other bees find in pollen. So the meat does that. Here's a fact. Vulture bees will actively chase away any flies that are on the carcass it finds so that there is more for the rest of the hive. I just didn't know that. Man, vulture bees. And you can find them in Utah. They're in Utah. I looked at a map. They're all over the place. Mm-mm-mm. So keep an eye out. Keep an eye out for the vulture bees. Vulture bees, everybody. Vulture bees. I'm constantly being amazed too, Eric, Russ, by the size of things in Australia. I mean, there was, I saw a picture, somebody holding a big giant toad, a toad. And this thing was bigger than a basketball in Australia. And it's like,
wow.
every time I see stuff like that, it's like, how come everything is so huge? All insects and that kind of stuff are so huge in Australia. I just don't know. I don't understand. That's one reason why I don't want to go there and live there, because of that big stuff. You know what I mean? That's just crazy. But a big old giant toad, bigger than a basketball. Anybody from Australia in the chat room, let us know what's going on with those bugs and stuff.
I ain't seen Linga and Cassiano in our Podbean Live shows in quite some time. They live in Australia. Don't know if we're missing anybody else.
Yeah, well, I don't know what time it is there when we're on. So,
they're like 14, 15 hours ahead of us.
Good grief. Good grief.
South Oz is 14 hours ahead of me. And then, like, Cass, where she's at, she's 14 and a half hours ahead of me.
Wow. I know every now and then we see South Oz pops in every now and then. It's always good to see him. Hey, Chris Wilson, good to see you. Short Pants Robert, hello. Meredith, good to see you, Meredith. Meredith, hit that follow button. Come on back. Just some weird stuff. I mean, it's just that's what I love about going and looking at Instagram and looking at you know, Reddit and that kind of stuff. I mean, I like looking at all the weird stuff that's out there. The world is full of this interesting things. And the one thing I saw today is there's this girl, and everybody's familiar with Jim Carrey, right? Everybody knows Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
You know, they recognize him, his face, his voice. They
welcome,
all
Lex.
I saw a video today of a girl who looks exactly like Jim Carrey. Exactly like Jim Carrey. I mean, she's got the face. I mean, her face, her natural face looks like Jim Carrey. And growing up, knowing that she looks like Jim Carrey, why she started making all the faces of Jim Carrey, started doing his voice, and she could do perfect impersonation of Jim Carrey because she looks like him. And I tell you what, it was absolutely hilarious. It didn't give her name. It didn't say what her name was, and probably a wise thing not to.
Was it his daughter? His daughter looks just like.
No, this is a stranger. This is just somebody, just somebody out there. Somebody out there with Jim Carrey's face. And I thought, they always say you have a twin out there running around.
Doppelganger.
Yeah. But it would be interesting to run into him. It'd be interesting to run into him. I don't know. But isn't that doppelganger? Isn't that a word that, when they're called that though, doesn't that indicate that there's some kind of, they're an evil person?
Or a lookalike.
Huh. Weird. Hey, Meredith, you wanted to call in, or did you hit that by mistake, or did you want to call in?
Yeah,
that?
Doppelganger does mean an evil twin.
An evil twin. Yeah, that's what I thought. I would be very disappointed if I met an evil twin, because I would want to be the evil twin. It looks like we have a new time listener, first time caller. Well, she was there. She ended the call. Boom, bing, bam, boom. In and out like Flynn.
Well, hello, Meredith. Goodbye, Meredith.
Yeah. Hello, Meredith. Goodbye, Meredith. Yeah.
What if you met the doppelganger and you was the evil twin?
That's what I want. That's what I'm saying, Russ. That's what I want. I want to be the evil twin. Yeah.
Oh, or where's the Dragnet theme song for that? That goes dun 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 dun.
Yeah, really. I think Meredith is going to try it again. Are you going to try it again, Meredith? Let's see. Come on, we don't bite. No, maybe she's not coming in. So, yeah, dun 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 dun. Yeah, the Dragnet.
For some reason, you hummed the first part of Dragnet, and all of a sudden in my mind, Perry Mason started playing. I don't know why. But it was dun 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 dun. Yeah, I don't know.
The Perry Mason. Well, see, that was a good theme song. Perry Mason. Perry Mason was a good theme song. Penny, my sister.
I think Raymond Burr was the title character.
Yeah, Big Penny always.
But he would go on.
Go ahead, Eric.
Who was that one like that procedural drama where he was in a wheelchair?
Ironsides. Yeah,
I know they tried to remake it with Blair Underwood, but that one totally bombed.
Raymond Burr.
You could never replace Raymond Burr.
No, Raymond Burr. He's a hard person to. He's a hard person to replace, man.
If they were to reboot Murder, She Wrote, you would never be able to.
There's hope.
Do the character.
No.
Like Jessica Fletcher, because that belonged to Angela Lansbury.
Yes, it did. You can't.
God rest her soul.
This is what you heard, Russ?
Yeah, that's what I heard in my head.
Mr. A in the chat mentioned a comedian named Heather Shaw.
Who's that? Heather Shaw?
Now, I never heard of her.
Heather Shaw.
Hope you're feeling well today, Mr. A.
Oh, is he a little down in the weather?
I mean, yeah, he was a little under the weather the other day, but hopefully he's bouncing back.
Oh, Heather Shaw, she's the Jim Carrey lookalike.
Oh.
Oh, okay. And she does look like him, doesn't she? I mean, who said that in the chat room? Mr. A?
Yeah, Mr. A.
Yes.
Yeah. Here you go. Here's another thing. Here you go. Henry Mancini. Ladies Yeah, you're right, Russ. The Blues Brothers know this song better. Yeah, Mr. A says that Heather Shaw is a comedian. And all I can say to that is, if you look and sound like James Carey, of course you are. I bet her whole thing is, you know, her imitating Jim Carrey. Yeah, she does a good job. That video.
BB said, "Where's the Hawaii 5-0 theme at now?"
Hawaii 5-0. All right, hold on. Yeah, that's another one. That's just Hawaii 5-0. Hawaii original. This is the Hawaii 5-0 original. And the thing is when I was in high school, we always played this song. This was the song we always played. I mean, in marching band, you put a high school band together, this is the song everybody was playing. Yeah. Well, here we go. Let's see. Not that theme song. No, that's not the theme song.
That's like Paramount, ain't it?
Yeah, that was Paramount. Let's try this one. Here we go.
That's the original Wi-Fi version.
Yeah. Now, do they use it with the new show, with the newer version of Hawaii 5-0?
The newer version that ran for 10 seasons, I think they did a little bit of an update to it.
Oh, great. All right, Hawaii 5-0. Stony. I still see Jack Lord as Stony Burke, man.
Stony Burke.
Stony Burke. He was a cowboy.
Stony. Yeah, that's a great name. Like, that's a great name. Stony Burke.
Yeah, that's a cowboy name right there. Burke. Let's see.
Yes. What? I see a rock. She was telling me that she had a rock.
Hold on, here's the Stony Burke theme song. Woo-hoo! I doubt anybody's gonna remember this, but here it is. The classic TV theme, Stony Burke, starring Jack Lord, who was the guy in Hawaii 5-0. All right, here we go. Jack Lord, Stony Burke. Spinning his thing. Stony Burke. There he is. Warren Oates. Stony Burke. He was a rodeo rider. And my mom loved that.
It almost sounded like the tune to Merry Melodies.
Merry Melodies. Yeah, really.
Welcome, Richardson.
Oh my God. That's just some good stuff. Do the TV theme songs, I guess there are some great TV theme songs out there now. I mean, the music for what's that one on HBO? Westworld's theme song. That's a great theme song. Let's see if I can find it here. Yeah, here it is. This is an awesome theme song. I'm telling you what.
BP mentions the Alice TV show theme song.
There's a bunch of these, like Westworld, Black Sails.
Yellowstone has a good theme song like that.
Yellowstone, Game of Thrones. I mean, these are masterpieces. Yeah. What a great song. Yeah, you always, because I'm into classical music. I like classical music, and I used to always think, you know, where are all the classical music composers, you know? And here they are. Here, you know, they're all here. They're all writing current stuff, you know. Listen to this theme song, man. This is a good theme song right here. I mean, that song just sounds like pirates. That's just some awesome music. That's the big song from Black Sails right there.
Hey, Richard and Judah.
I need to find me all the current theme songs for these songs and just make me a playlist of them. I mean, that would be awesome.
I'm a sucker for the old TV shows that like had lyrics and stuff, like the Brady Bunch, Green Acres, the Beverly Hillbillies, Gilligan's Island. Those are the theme songs I always like. Ones that you can sing along with.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, and you know, and yes, I do. Sometimes I think those are great songs. All right, everybody, get ready. We're gonna sing along with Green Acres.
Green Acres is the place to be.
Come on. Come on, Handy J. Come on.
The best part is Ja Ja, man.
Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view.
Oh, no, that's not Ja Ja Gabor. That's Ava Gabor.
Ava Gabor, yeah.
Yeah.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Ja Ja is the one that slapped the cop. That's right.
Yeah. Ava was a lot better looking at her than her sister Ja Ja, I thought. I've always thought that, yeah.
And like Ava Gabor, is she even related to Ja Ja and Eva and Magda is what I was thinking.
Oh yeah, you could. I mean, you look at them when they're side by side, Eric. You could tell they're sisters. I mean, Ava and Ja Ja. Yeah, they're sisters.
Ja Ja just always had Botox look even before Botox was a thing.
Oh, that's right.
I know exactly. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I think Eva was the youngest of the Gabor sisters.
Hollywood. Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Oh yeah.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
It seems like there was a spell where all the theme songs had words to them. And then they just kind of got away from it. Yeah, Jean Stapleton. Yeah, she nails it.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G-R-O-S, now red, great. Knows what a day.
When I hear Jean Stapleton do her voice, you know, for Edith, I've often wondered, you know, does that hurt her throat? I mean, good grief. Because there's no way she sounds like that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't think when people can change their voice. Okay, I understand. Thank you. I think when people change their voice like that, I think their voice box is able to expand and contrast differently than most people's, and that's why they're able to change their voice like that. So I don't think it would hurt their voice to do it. Long story short.
Yeah. Because she had to do it for. You know, the final show, we only see like maybe 20 minutes of the show. you know, but throughout all the rehearsals and everything, you know, she's doing that voice. I don't know how these people, how does Seth MacFarlane, how does he do all them different voices for like Family Guy?
Same with Nancy Cartwright doing Bart Simpson.
Exactly.
Or Yardley Smith doing Lisa Simpson.
Yeah. I mean, how do they do all that, you know?
Well, that's like that dude that he did the Flintstones voice. He did Barney and Fred, and then he did Yogi Bear, and he did Yeah, that dude did a lot of the Hanna-Barbera voices and stuff.
He done some Looney Tunes voices.
I think Mel Blanc was the master of voiceovers, wasn't he?
They called him the man of a thousand voices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bugs Bunny. Elmer, could you imagine him sitting there doing a script? I mean, he has to do all the voices.
or to sound like a former president like JFK when he was alive. I don't know what Mel Blanc's voice as JFK would sound like.
I don't know. I think one of the greatest impersonators out there was a gentleman by the name of Rich Little. Do you remember Rich Little or hearing anything about Rich Little? This guy could do impersonations, man. He could really do them. And and then that guy that played Riddler in the original
Richardson's Batman. Heard of Rich.
The guy that played Batman in the, I mean, the Riddler in the original television series, Frank Gorsh, he could do some imitations too. BP Man says Robin Williams. Did Robin Williams do impersonations? I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh yeah, he did tons of impersonations.
Here's another great theme song right here. Wow, no, not that. That's a commercial. Hold on. There. I don't know why I'm getting so many commercials today. What's going on? I pay for the.
I guess you just got to make money to pay the bills.
I guess. This is another great song. Took the whole lot of trying just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big league. Getting our turn at best. Lord, we live for you and me, baby. There ain't no more. We're moving on up. Moving on up to the top. Man, the bass part on this song is just awesome. There's so much good music out there tied into television and movies and that kind of stuff. Just great, great songs. There's this guy on Instagram that's doing these impersonations now. I mean, he's not the best that I've ever seen, but he is hilarious with his impersonations. And, you know, he'll start telling a story in one voice like Ryan Reynolds, and then he'll jump to another voice and then to another voice and another voice and another voice, man. I mean, he's just funny, funny. Playhouse MD. What's that, Crazy Kyle?
That was a medical drama that ran from 2004 to 2012.
No, he said Playhouse. Yeah, the show House.
Oh, Playhouse. Oh, play the theme song for House?
Yeah, Dr. House. Yeah, it
was... that was a good show, too, for a while.
Yeah, oh, yeah. They kind of screwed it up towards the end.
Well, and I think another reason they screwed it up is because he figured everything out in the last 5 minutes, you know. Is this what you're talking about?
Yep, that's it.
Hey! Buddy, I don't remember his theme song. I don't remember the theme song. Blow on, blow on, there's a verb. Love is a doing word. Fearless. I didn't know there was singing in this song. Gentle and poetic. Oh, Penny J says that this song is actually called Teardrops. Huh.
Oh, nice.
Penny J, do you know who's singing it? Who's singing the song? Man, I'm blown away. I mean, I used to watch that show when it first came out almost religiously. And I did not know that the theme song sounded like that, nor did it have words to it. Interesting. Teardrops.
I mean, that the procedural drama Cold Case had a very interesting theme song.
What was that show, Eric?
Cold Case.
Cold Case.
Yeah, dude, the little blondie that was the lead actress on
Catherine
Cold
Morris,
Case.
Who played Lily Rush.
Yes, oh my goodness.
Like a Cold Case detective. Mm-mm.
And not many girls can wear bangs and pull it off, but she did, man. She did.
Wear bangs. What are bangs?
And she did a movie opposite Christian Slater and Johnny Miller.
Let's see if we can get this to play here.
Welcome, Penny. That's it.
Hi, Penny. Who's Penny? Uh-oh, hold on a second here.
It's not Big Penny, I don't think.
I don't know, Eric. I think it might be Big Penny. I don't know. Big Penny, is that you? Big Penny?
Is she still in the ring?
Let's hope it's Big Penny, yeah. Because if it's not Big Penny and it's just somebody named Penny with a self-conscious weight problem, you just sent him over to Edge.
I sent him a request.
Welcome, Jessica. An
invite to talk to see if it's him. Crazy Kyle's trying to call in.
Oh, there's Crazy Kyle.
Hold on, wait a second. It says Big Penny is a speaker now. Are you there, Big Penny? Big Penny?
I don't see her on the panel.
I don't see her on the panel either.
Me neither.
Gotta use your headphones. If you're calling in off your cell phones, you gotta use your headphones and microphone.
Hey, JB.
Call in. Hi, JBaby. Good to see you. Crazy Kyle, what's going on, my man?
What's up, man? Hey, the last song that you were just playing, that was actually created by E.S. Posthumus.
Really?
Yeah, that's E.S. Posthumus. And I have, like, both of their albums. There were, they were built in 2000, and they were just a project. They didn't think they were going to become big. And they actually play for good, like, trailer themes. That's actually what they're really good for.
It's amazing these guys that are putting out these theme songs to shows. You just wouldn't, you know, it kind of catches me off guard. But that's a good piece of music right there, man.
Yeah, no, their whole thing is actually good for different like genres. All like the whole album is like a different genre every time.
Sister, uh-huh. Hold on, everybody. Hello.
Oh, there's Big Penny.
Big Penny, ladies and gentlemen. Big Penny.
Hey, Big Penny.
I'm sorry to interrupt your show.
She's going to call in next Friday for Brenda's birthday.
Give me my $1 million.
Give you your $1 million. Yeah.
I will give you $50 if you will give me my $1 million.
Oh, for crying out loud. So, my God. Is that you? Is that you in the chat room?
It probably is.
I saw that you tried to call in.
I did. I could hear you guys, but you couldn't hear me.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll have to work on that. We'll have to work on that. But
obviously, I'm old. You may be the old man, but I'm the older woman.
No. Don't try to put no nice spin on that. You're just an old lady.
That's true.
All right.
And there is a bit of a weight problem, you can tell. But it is Big Penny. Yeah.
Big Penny. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you called.
Just calling to harass you about the $1 million.
Oh, you know I'm good for it.
You know how disappointed I am now. I mean,
like I said, I'm good for it. You know I'm good for it. But that was yesterday. I mean, you had to be there and answer the phone then. So
I know, but I'm begging you. I'm your sister. Come on.
You're begging me?
I'm begging you. Please. I'm offering to bribe you. I'll give you $50.
Okay, send me the $50 first, and then I'll work on getting you that million.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
Oh, man. So what do you got going on? What do you got going on?
I'm just getting ready to head into San Diego. My flight leaves in a couple of hours. And so I'm all packed and everything, and I'm going over to visit my friend's daughter.
Oh, okay. In San Diego.
In San Diego, yes.
If you're going to San Diego.
Hoping to get a little bit of warmth. It was 12 degrees here this morning when I was getting there.
Russ has something to say.
If you're going to San Diego and you got time to go out for lunch, go to a place called Drunken Monks. They have the best Mediterranean burgers there that you'll ever eat in your life.
I don't know if you heard Russ, but he says go to the Mediterranean Monk for.
No, it's called the Drunken Monk. It's a pub. It's a pub and grill. During the day, it's a grill. At night, it's a pub.
Drunken Monk. It's called the Drunken Monk.
Welcome, Chef.
I don't listen.
It's called Drunken Monk, and they have Mediterranean burgers there.
He says they got Mediterranean burgers there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Amazing.
The drunken.
I'm writing it down on my itinerary.
Drunken Monk. And Big Penny's got to be here next Friday for Grammy's birthday.
Yeah, you know, Grammy's birthday is next Friday.
I know that.
Yeah, so
it's on my calendar.
Well, you know, we need to work on that. Do you have earbuds in that your phone?
I do. I think I do. Yeah.
You should plug your earbuds into your phone and then hit the call in button and it'll work.
Okay. Yeah. I'll try better.
That'll work better. Yeah. Hey, listen,
we'll give it a try.
I was talking with our navigator for Monday, Shonda Sinclair, and she wants to start doing every now and then do a series on different cultures in the world. And the one coming up Monday is Mongolia. She wants to look at Mongolia. Now, if I'm not mistaken, you've been to Mongolia.
I have been to Mongolia.
So you were there because of the wool off of a certain animal. It was being made into a yarn or something.
It was the hair off of a yak. There is a difference between wool and hair. I can't tell you that right now, but I know that.
All right.
And so it's off of the yak. Yeah. Yeah.
The hair off a yak.
Yeah.
And they made it into a yarn or a thread or
something? It's a yarn. Yeah. They make it into a yarn. It's a big industry over there. They sell, they import a lot of it to China, and China makes it into the wools and stuff. But they make it into the yarn. Uh-huh. And then it's either crocheted or woven and into all different kinds of things to wear.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I'm letting you know because, you know, we're Monday. This is in upcoming Monday show. And now that you know, you're getting a handle or trying to get this Podbean thing going. If you think of it, you got a wealth of information there on Mongolia, and I'm sure you would be a valued person to come on in on Monday and talk about Mongolia if you want.
I'll just be getting ready for my flight out of San Diego, but I will try to.
Okay.
Yes.
Well,
I'll try to.
Yeah, if you can, you can. But
yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to let you go so you don't miss your flight.
Okay,
have a great
you.
Trip down in San Diego. Have a good time. Tell Jim I said
hi.
I love you to death. And thanks for calling in. Thanks
You're
for coming
welcome.
In the show.
Thanks for putting up with my ineptitude.
What are brothers for?
Exactly. Bye, darling.
Bye. Thanks.
Later, Gator.
We'll see ya.
Bye, bye, Doug.
Big Penny, everybody. Big Penny.
Bye, Penny.
So that is Big Penny in the chat room.
Richardson Judo asked me what goes on a Mediterranean burger. It's pretty simple. It's just Angus beef for the burger patty. And it's got red peppers, usually parsley, grilled onions, and tomatoes with feta cheese and arugula.
Man, that sounds good. That sounds good. It really does. I love burgers. I need to get a burger here pretty soon. I need to get a burger here. Hey, Big Penny, if you're still in the, I see you you're still in the listeners thing there. Write something right in the chat room. Just write something in the chat room so I can make sure that that's working. Anyway, so I wanted to ask Crazy Carl. Crazy Carl, what are you up to, man? What's going on? What's going on with you?
Or did you drop off the call panel?
Oh, you did?
I don't see him.
Okay, he might have already passed out. But anyway, thanks for calling in, brother. It's good to hear from you. I didn't mean to interrupt him and kick him off.
Or if he wants to try again calling.
Yeah, but when Big Penny calls, I mean, you know,
Big Penny is priority.
She's my older sister, you know, and you gotta do what she says.
I mean, I'm
mad.
I know Crazy Kyle's been a little bit absent from some of the Podbean shows, but it's good to have him back.
Yeah, it's good to see people. It's good to see people coming in and out. Let's see what I was going to say. Okay. So, I saw this other video, and this is a video of a bird. It is a jungle, mina bird. It's a jungle mina bird. And I've seen mina birds before in England and this and that, you know, they're flying around and, they're just a small bird. They're a little bit bigger than, they're bigger than a sparrow, but they're smaller than a robin. Smaller than a robin. Oh, Ralph, I thought you were on. Okay. Anyway, Big Penny ended her call. She was on the call list. Oh, interesting. But anyway, this guy trained this bird, and I believe it is in England because I was looking at the money. He trained this bird to go out and fly around looking for money, looking for paper bills, looking for paper bills. And when he sees a paper bill, whether it's, you know, in someone's hand or on the ground or something, the bird will swoop down and grab it. The bird will swoop down, grab it, and then fly back to his home and deposits it in a drawer, in a drawer that's open. And then once he does that, he flies back out looking for money. And this guy has got a ton of money in this drawer from the bird. I mean,
welcome back, Short Pants Robert.
Is that stealing? Is that considered stealing, doing that? I don't know. What do you think, Eric? Would that be stealing? You use a bird to go down there and take a ship says nope. I don't think so either. I don't think so.
If you know the bird's taking other, I mean, obviously, you know, the bird's taking people's money, then you're at least an accomplice to the bird, right?
I don't know. But, you know, if you're sitting there and, you know, and you've got a, you know, a five note, you know, a blue note in your hand or something like that, and this bird just swoops down and grabs it, you just go, hey, what the French toast is that? Hey, you stinking bird. You know, and then you don't think anything of it. You go home, you tell the story. Yeah, I was sitting in the park and this bird come up, grabbed my money and took off and run away with it, man. I don't know what's going on, you know. And but then that bird's working for that guy, you know. The guy's working for that guy. The window's wide open. He flies in, drops the money off, flies back out, comes back in with another. And it, I mean, he's the he showed a picture of the drawer that this bird puts this this money in. And I mean, there's you know, it's all euro, but I mean, there's 10s, 5s, 20s. I mean, it's all kinds of money in this drawer. And I was wondering, how much money does that bird collect in a day? Huh. Man, I don't know. I don't think I'd go sharing that secret. Oh yeah. Yeah. You wouldn't be going around telling people, hey, you know, I got this bird. Hey, check this out. Oh, but the thing is though, you know, that you say that, Richardson, now that you say that, I don't think I'd go around sharing that secret. Why would you post a video of it? Why would you post a video of it? Cause now there's going to be people watching for that bird. And, you know, there's people out there that can track birds. Yeah, they can track birds. They can track that bird right back where it goes. All they got to do is watch it, you know, have a bunch of people. Yeah, so I wonder now, Richardson, you bring up Richardson's judo. You bring up an interesting point. When is this guy going to get, you know, have a knock on his door? Police, you and the bird, come out, you know. Yeah, I think Shep's right. People always need to show off. Yeah, they always need to show off. Hey, look what I can do. And, but to me, that would be the perfect crime. That would be among the perfect crimes, you know. I mean, you know, the criminals, I mean, they're just, you know, they're smart criminals. I mean, they got some smart ones out there, but then on the same token, they got some criminals out there that aren't too smart. About this time when I lived in Chino Valley, Arizona. We had a snowstorm come in, and the one bar there, it got robbed. It got robbed in the night. It's like, oh, man, you know. And it says, but the cops caught the guy that robbed him really quick. And they go, well, how did they catch him so fast? And they followed his tracks in the snow. Dumb criminals followed his tracks in the snow. Hey, were you just out there and robbed that place? No, not me. Okay, there you go. So I started thinking about dumb criminals, and I found some other examples of dumb criminals. In this place in New York, we're called to a mini mart. The cops were called to a mini mart where they found Blake Leak, 23-year-old, trying to break into this convenience store. They chased him. The cops gave chase. They chased him through the streets until both cops took a tumble. They fell. They tripped. This guy was just out running them. They couldn't catch him. Seizing the opportunity, Leak, the guy, sought refuge on the grounds of a large building. He saw it comes to this big thing, and he goes in there and he's hiding. The building was the Sing Sing Maximum Security Prison, where he was promptly nabbed by the guards. Well, there you go. There you go. Good job, buddy. A Scottish shoplifter was picked up after pinching a bottle of vodka from the liquor store. It didn't take Sherlock Holmes to find Morrison, though. His name and phone number were left with the clerk after asking her out on a date. Oh, my God. Come on, people. Come on. That's just crazy stuff right there. Let's see. For a trio of drug thieves, it was their lucky day. They broke into a home in Silver Springs, Florida, and discovered 3 jars of cocaine. They took it home and snorted the contents. That's when they discovered the jars were in fact urns, and that they had snorted the cremations of the victim's husband and 2 dogs. Victim's husbands and 2 dogs.
Ain't that a witch?
Bring your child to work day is a long honored tradition that allows children to go see what goes on in the business world while also getting a chance to watch their parents do their trade. Well, a guy took his son on a criminal thing here. One crook brought his young son along with him on the job, which happened to be robbing a pet store. He was caught soon after, minus something very important that he left behind at the crime scene. His son. He left his son behind in the crime scene. He deserved a good time. Well, as two men, here's another one. As two men waited in line, Ralph, this is for you, buddy. As two men waited in line at a coffee shop to pay their bill, a third man cut in front of them. He threw a drink at the clerk and demanded all the money from the till. Temporarily surprised, the men quickly recovered and handcuffed the crook. Apparently, in his rush, the criminal didn't notice they were police officers in full uniform. So he cut in line of the police guys getting coffee. There you go. Dumb criminals. Recently, a woman in Fresno, California, stopped at a DUI checkpoint for being soused. Ever helpful, she offered up this information. My husband's right behind me, and he's even drunker than I am. Well, there you go, people. There you go. Some stupid criminals. Hey, Eric, you want to share that information? That's kind of cool, right? You put in the chat.
I think if that math is correct so far, you know, here at the Old Man's Podcast Show today, we have awarded about $350 in GloFlo Denver gift certificates. Woo-hoo! Yeah, including like the monthly trivia contests and of course like the Halloween costume contest, the Thanksgiving side dish contest, the Christmas gingerbread house contest, and then I know also just this month you gave away an additional $25.
Yes,
and I know next month we'll be giving away another $50 in our February trivia contest, and I think Russ has also decided to foot the bill for another $50 for who can get like the most live listener engagements, which will start, I think, February 1st.
Yeah.
But of course, if you join us Friday, February 10th, we will be kicking off the February trivia contest, and the category for that trivia question for the month of February will be mythology. So be thinking Greek mythology characters like Medusa, Atlas, Apollo, Hercules, Zeus, Hades, Pegasus, you know, all that jazz. Because that Friday morning, I will be reading the trivia question on the air. And of course, if you know the answer, as very tempting as it may be, we ask that instead of posting your answer in the live chat, email it instead to theoldmanspodcast@gmail.com along with your name. And yeah. And of course, the correct answers that get submitted, you know, will automatically be entered into a drawing, and the deadline to submit your entries will be the following Thursday, February 16th at midnight, 12 a.m. Eastern time, which is 11 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Mountain, and 9 p.m. Pacific. And these are continental U.S. time zones for anybody listening outside of the continental United States, meaning like if you're in other countries or any of the U.S. territories, Hawaii or Alaska. And that Friday morning, February 17th, we will announce the correct answer and the lucky winner for that GloFlo Denver gift certificate.
Yeah, we love us some GloFlo Denver. We just love the stuff they got in that store. And obviously our dear good friend, great supporter of the Old Man's Podcast Show, Jay Baby, her and her husband are the proprietors of that store. And we've been in talks with them from the day one. I mean, we were excited about them opening their stores. We decided we wanted to help promote them, and we've been pushing that store all along, and it's a great store. Yeah. Go check them out. Check out their Facebook page, their Instagram page for videos showing the products that they have there. Go to their webpage, www.glowflowdenver.com, and order stuff online, or you could go to their actual store at the Flatirons Crossing Mall outside of Denver, Colorado, and check them out.
And Jay Baby knows she's got an invitation to call in to like, you know, pitch some items that are available. You know, I mean, who couldn't go wrong with that?
Right. And they've got Richardson. Richardson, they got all kinds of LED lighting
and fiber optic.
Fiber optic stuff in there. You've got glasses you can get that have, you can have a programming message across them, hats with programmable messages across the front of the hat. I mean, it's just so much stuff. I can't even tell it all. You need to go to their webpage or go to their Facebook page and check that stuff out, because I just don't do it justice trying to explain it. Let's see. But it's just fun. And that's one of the things, you know, we like to do on the show is give those gift cards out. As a matter of fact, if you're the first one to email me at theoldmanspodcast@gmail.com with the name of the theme song I started the show with right now, because I'll go by the time and the date that I get the email, you'll win a $25 gift certificate to Glow Flow Denver. Right now, you'll get it. So email me. What was the theme song I opened the store with? And the show opened the show with.
Be sure to include your name.
Yep, you got to give me your full name. Give me your full name and your email address, and you will win. You will win a $25 gift certificate to Glow Flow Denver. Now, what I do is I'll open up my emails after the show, and I'll see who got the email to me first, because you know it's all date and timestamp, so it's easy to do. That's it. All right, is that pretty clear? Everybody know what that is? Yeah.
Or you'll have to listen to the playback if you're here at the beginning.
Yeah. We talked about it. We played it. So there you go. You never know what you're going to miss out on. So you always want to be here for the Old Man's Podcast. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Oh, and I'm kind of doing that under the table too, because I haven't cleared that with corporate office. So pray for me when the CEO listens to the show and she finds out, pray for me that I'll be here for tomorrow's Promote Your Podcast show.
I'm embarrassed.
And then there's the promo code, the old man 10. But there might be some Valentine's deals. Who knows? Right.
Yeah. You never know. We are going to do another, infocast with Jay Baby here, in the near future. Awesome. And she's going to tell us about what's going on in the store and kind of products and that kind of stuff. So we'll be doing that here in the near future when she has time. And she'll be getting that posted out so everybody can listen. She'll just take it from your Cheetos allowance. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Speaking of which, I mean, when was the last time did you bite your cheek or bite your tongue? And how in the world do we bite our cheeks and bite our tongues? I mean, come on. Well, I bit my tongue one day last week. I don't know how I did it. I bit it. And I'm going along, and then a few days pass, and then I bite it again.
That's not a fun feeling.
No. And guess what? Last night, during the hockey game, I bit it again. Oh, man. I tell you what. I tell you, Rob says he bites his tongue. He bit his tongue today, man. I tell you what, I just don't get it. I don't get it. And then I was thinking about how a cow looks when a cow's chewing. You've all seen a cow chewing and all that. Camels, you've seen camels chewing. Do they ever bite their tongue? Do animals ever bite their tongue? And how would they react when they bite their tongue? I'm just asking the question here.
Or they kind of move their mouth sideways when they chew. Like,
I know.
It's kind of like in a circular motion. So, it could go clockwise or counterclockwise.
So it seems to me like they should, every now and then, they might just chomp down on their tongue or their cheek or something, you know. Jay Baby says, I was going to say, you only texted me about the one last night. Yeah. Jay Baby's usually she's the receiver of all that stuff. Out of the blue, she'd be working at Glow Flow Denver, stocking the shelves, talking to customers, getting her work on, doing her job, and all of a sudden, boing, she gets a message. She looks, it's from the old man. I just bit my tongue. I think sometimes she thinks she's taking care of a senior citizen. You are. You're my caretaker. Yeah. But anyway, they take it like a warrior. They do. I don't know. I saw a video.
Maybe you talk too much. And you finally your tongue swole out a little bit more than what your mouth could hold.
Oh, no, I don't know, Russ. I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know. I don't know if it's because I just talk too much. But I will say this, this last couple of weeks, there's been a couple of times while I'm doing the show where, you know, I might be talking and then all of a sudden I stop abruptly like that. That's because I'd almost bite that spot again. What? I'm losing control. I'm just losing control of my faculties here. Biting my cheeks, biting my tongue. Mm-mm-mm. Can't remember anything. I'm forgetful. Oh, man. I tell you, people, it's a pain getting old. But look at when you come in and you tune into the show, this is like an actual life, a real life study on, you know, on an old man losing his mind. I'm losing my mind. Hopefully we'll make it to 1,000 shows. I don't know. Might have to wheel me in a wheelchair, you know, to do the show. That'd be something. So, hey, I wanted to thank everybody. For yesterday, everybody sending all the well wishes and the thanks and the congratulations on us doing our 700th show. That was just awesome of all you people. Thank you very much. But you know, you guys make it. You make it fun. You make it fun, and you make it enjoyable to do stuff like this. So, you know, you're to be celebrated too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, and be here tomorrow for our Promote Your Podcast Day show. Hopefully, we could get some newer names and faces to come in and tell us what their podcast show is all about, including Aaron and Alan from Wrong Think Radio, if they're available to join us.
Yeah, get that invitation out to them. Get that invitation.
I've already let them know.
Yeah.
Silly.
That'd be great. And we've had great success lately with that. Really. We've had the guys from the Wrong Kind of Podcast, WKOP, come in and tell us about theirs. And we've had
Jezza B here.
Yeah, and we've had people from the Pulse come in and share with us. Joseph B. from the Foolish Thoughts by a Fool for Learning come in.
And then I know Marley from the Underground Shuffle. You know, he's been a mainstay for the last almost year now.
Yes. As a matter of fact, when we started doing the Promote Your Podcast Fridays, Eric, I believe Marley 773 from the Underground Shuffle, I believe he was one of the first ones that called in and told us about his podcast. I believe it was. So we've had great success. Yeah. You know, if you've got, I've been trying like crazy to get the Opinionated Lushes to call in, but I understand that. See, these girls are moms.
I think they're busy.
Yeah, they're moms. They got kids. They got to get ready for school. You know, and they're busy, and we're on early, and I understand that.
But, well, you're willing to record an infocast on their time.
Yes, I would. So, and that's another thing too. If you've got a podcast out there and you're not sure, you can't, you know, you can't make it in when we're doing our show. Write me an email. Let me know, and we'll get together and do like a mini infocast. That's what I did with Matthew Basil. Matthew A. Basil. He's an author. He has a book out. His first novel out called Dreaming. And that's what we did. Matthew and I got together. Yes. We talked for about a little under 10 minutes about his book. And then I post that show and get the word out. So we can do that for you too. We're open to anything and everything to just try to help you guys get an audience. That's what we want to do, is help you get an audience. So there you go. Just good times. So that
well, is tomorrow. I know we do good to promote podcasts like Alan Sanders from the Alan Sanders Show. He's of course a radio personality here in Georgia, you know, and he puts out a daily podcast, you know, filled with news and information.
He puts out a quality product too. he does. He Alan Sanders puts out a quality product, and they're not long. He doesn't go very long. Or the ones I've heard are, you know, 20.
I mean, you know, and he's a very good one to listen to. You know, he'll help you make sense of the most complex stories in the world in a way that you can understand it.
Uh-huh. I don't know who this is, so we're not answering it.
Hey, they can always leave a message if it's really important.
Let's do it anyway. Hello, you've got the Old Man's Podcast. You are live on the air. What would you like to say? That's what I thought.
They just hung up on you. Hopefully it ain't one of those prank calls.
You know, that's a fun thing to do with people that call you these, anymore now, though, they're all robot calls. You don't get a real person. But every now and then you do.
Well, speaking of prank calls, like Hanny J is also associated with the Joe Antonio show. And he does good with prank calls, him and Aaron do.
Do they? Oh, man.
Welcome, Sebastian.
I haven't heard one of their shows yet where they've done it. I have to try to catch one where they do prank calls. When I was a kid, that's what we did. We prank called everybody. I mean, that's what we did as kids.
Welcome, Woody Bush.
We just call up places, you know, and, do things like, hey, is your refrigerator running?
The operator never got mad at you for having to connect you to all those different places.
No, we didn't do it to the operator. We did.
Was the operator's name Peggy? Like from like that commercial, like, hello, my name is Peggy. And then you transfer the call and then it transfers right back to Peggy.
I've never heard that, Eric. That sounds hilarious. Who was the lady on Saturday Night Live that used to do those telephone? She was an operator.
I don't know. The only person that would probably come to mind would be Gilda Radner. I don't know if it was her.
No.
Jane Curtin or.
No, it maybe Rachel I got Dratch. The wrong show. Maybe I got the wrong show. Maybe it wasn't Saturday.
Or night. Sherry O'Terry.
No.
Or maybe it might have been somebody from Mad TV.
I don't even think. I don't even think I can figure out.
Then on the Carol Burnett show.
Carol Burnett. Mr. Ted Bolin. Or Mrs. Wiggins. I don't know if that's Molly Shannon, Kristen Wiig.
She'd go. One ringy dingy, two ringy dingy.
The count from Sesame Street.
Oh, here she is. Ernestine on the telephone. Ernestine, and I can't remember the name of the actress that plays her. But here we go. Here's Ernestine on the telephone. Here we go. Oh, come on.
Invention.
No, we don't want the commercial. Man, I use this app all the time, and I pay for it. Why are they giving me commercials? Ernestine. Does anybody remember Ernestine? What show?
Never heard of her, I don't think.
What show was she on?
Welcome, Crash.
Here she is.
To whom I am speaking.
Is sounds like Gilda Radner to me.
No.
How's Mrs. Motors?
Oh, this is a bad recording.
You are the president of the General Motors. Fame? Of course, now I recall General Motors. Are they recalling General Motors?
Oh,
this is Ernestine Tomlin from Telephone Repair Service, or as we say, fix a chap.
Lily Tomlin.
Thank you, Mama Bear Tracy.
That's it. Lily
At
Tomlin.
At long last, the brake shoe is on the other foot service. Now you know what it feels like to be stuck with a lemon. And let me see here, sir, specifically at your hotline that's out of order. Is that correct? Your office to the White House? What's that for anyway? So you can make a decision?
Oh, I hate how that's going in and out.
Oh, so he can call you before he makes I beg your pardon.
All right. Let's close this one down because it's acting silly. I got another one here where she calls in Roland and Martin's laughing. Was that the show she was on? Roland laughing? Maybe that's
laughing. That would sound like it.
That's what Chip said down in chat. It was laughing in 1969.
Oh, gracious, good afternoon. Is this the party who is the Central Intelligence Agency? Good. This is Miss. Well, of course, I know your phone was off the hook. Isn't it amazing? Ring.
It's not coming across.
Of course I do. I know
it. This is. Sorry, everybody. I'll have to work on that. I might be having some audio issues here. Big Penny must have did something to my phone.
Hey, we can always try again another day.
Yeah, but we do that. I'm going to pull up some of Ernestine's stuff, but that was funny. Yeah, she used to do that. One ringy-dingy, two ringy-dingy, you know. Richardson Judo says, oh, man, I just remember having party lines. Yes, remember party lines? I remember those. You'd pick up the phone to dial out, and somebody else in your neighborhood's on the line because you'd have two or three other people use the same line coming in. Can you imagine if phones were like that nowadays? You know, you pick up your phone, you kind of call out. I've been wondering, Lane is up to read. What? Crazy lady. Not that anyone but me cares. By Beyond Wonderland line.
She's talking about a concert that's happening at the Gorge this summer. It's called Beyond. It's called Beyond Wonderland, and she gave some of the artists that are going to be there. It's going to be a huge, like, 3-day concert festival thing.
Marshmallow, Bass Rush, Afrojack. I think those are the artists. Sent me pictures of that place. It's absolutely beautiful. Where that is on the Gorge, where they have those concerts. Yeah. Check Timmy Trumpet. I like that name. Timmy Trumpet. That's the artist's name, crazy lady? Timmy Trumpet? Huh. What does Chef say? Ernestine, the telephone operator, is a character created by Lily Tomlin, who originally on the sketch comedy series Laughing, that's it, in 1969. Ernestine was a sarcastic nasal telephone company employee who counted the rings and greeted every caller with a gracious good morning to you before launching into her verbal assaults. Yeah. It was funny. It was funny. I tell you, it was funny stuff.
Well, that was back when entertainment used to be really, really good. I mean, you didn't have any of the woke PC nonsense like you do today. But back then, that was their way of keeping society in check.
Mm-hmm.
But Timmy, you don't see that anymore.
No. Timmy Trump. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, I wish, you know, we still had Chris Farley with us because I loved it. One Saturday Night Live character. You want to be like the man who lives in a van down by the river?
I hear you. Yeah, he was funny. He was, I hated seeing when he died because he was keeping things.
I mean, he was so young.
And he was keeping things
33
like.
33 years old.
Yeah, whoa. That 33?
Mm-hmm. Accidental overdose. Well, and plus I know him having weight issues didn't really help him.
Yeah.
But he was still a funny guy nonetheless.
Yeah, he was. He was a good guy. He was funny. I've been looking up Timmy Trumpet. I've never heard of Timmy Trumpet.
Apparently he's really big in Australia.
Timmy Trumpet? Here he is with his song, King. King. The King. Timmy Trumpet, the King. Yeah, something's wrong with my connection here. Oh, I like that stuff. Oh, yeah, I got to listen to more of Timmy Trumpet. that is going to get that crowd going crazy. That is going to be, that's going to be something. Timmy Trumpet. Oh my gosh. You can look up Timmy Trumpet's music on your music providers and listen to that. That's some good stuff right there. It's, I just think of it as dance music, rave music, you know. You see, you hear that beat going and people are jumping and bouncing around. Oh, yeah. That's some good stuff. Oh, my goodness. I'm just reading the chat room here. Got behind on my chat room reading. Yeah. is Crash in the chat room?
I think I saw him if you see him in your listener list.
Yes, I do. There he is.
Well, I know you've already given him a follow, and hopefully Russ has given him a follow, too.
Yes, I did. I wasn't sure if I was following him. Crash, good to see you, buddy. We need to have another conversation on cloning and that, because I'm still intrigued by it. Let's plan on. Hey, Russ, what day would you like to have a talk on cloning, man? Wait, next Tuesday, Thursday? Wait.
Oh, he's muted.
He's muted.
Tuesday works.
Now he's back.
Hey, Crash, next Tuesday. Plan on coming in and joining us for the show. We'll just have a little conversation on cloning. Let's because it's fun. I mean, it's fun. It's mind-boggling to me. I've been doing a lot more thinking about it. So I got some more stuff I want to, you know, we want to cover in that kind of conversation. But it's a fun conversation. Yeah, kind of fun. So yeah, he hasn't replied back, but I hope he does. Anyway, good times. Hey, did you know that Oreos, the cookie Oreos, that they have a doomsday vault?
Oh, interesting.
They have a doomsday vault in Norway. Yeah, they built a doomsday vault. It's supposed to be able to take the impact, you know, survive a asteroid hitting the Earth. You know, it's a doomsday vault, and inside there they got all kinds of Oreo cookies stuff, you know. Yeah, Oreos. O-R-E-O.
Hopefully
yeah.
They're stockpiled with fresh milk. Because they say Oreos is milk's favorite cookie.
I'll vouch for that. But who makes Oreo? Is that Hostess?
Nabisco.
So no telling what else they got in there. I'm sure they got.
Do they have Chips Ahoy and Nutter Butter?
I bet you they do, Eric. I bet you they got all their cookies in there. And that made me question: is there a vault with Twinkies where they put Twinkies, fill it with Twinkies?
Well, the urban legend about like the Twinkies along with the cockroach, they could both survive a nuclear holocaust. God forbid that ever happened.
I think the cockroaches would live even live beyond that, because they would eat all the Twinkies that are sitting around.
I bet they would.
Twinkies are non-destructible. I mean, they're just always going to be around.
And I'm sure you know they're probably non-destructible because they're so damp and rich with all that sugar.
If you remember in the movie. Zombieland. Yeah, that the character that I lost Woody Harrelson played. He was on a mission to find Twinkies. He could not find Twinkies anywhere, and he just wanted to be. He just wanted Twinkies. And I remember my favorite scene in that movie. They come across this Hostess truck that has crashed on the side of the road. It's laying on its side. And he runs up to it, and he opens it up, only to find snow. What is it? What were they called?
Snowballs.
Snowballs. The truck full of snowballs, and not Twinkies. And man, he just went crazy. I think he even shot his shotgun. I think he shot him with his shotgun, because he says, "I hate these. Where are the Twinkies?" So, yeah, Twinkies. Devil dogs. Devil ding dongs, hobos and ding dongs. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, they're known for their cream filling.
Mm-hmm.
They're like Zingers. The little vanilla cakes with the icing and the cream in the middle.
Now, who makes those? Isn't that the people that make Little Debbie zingers?
I think it's a hostess that makes zingers.
I think the zingers is a hostess.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Because like if I ever go to the grocery store, there's like the aisle like where you have like your sweet treats, and at the end of it, they'll have like your display with the Little Debbie snack cakes, like oatmeal cream pies, and the Star Crunch, and the fudge rounds.
Man, I used to love those Hostess fruit pies. Like you get the apple and the cherry. They got that little pie,
zebra cakes.
Oh man, those things are so good. I mean, we would munch on those like crazy at work. You know, we would have the Hostess guy had to make like two or three stops at our place because we'd just drain that thing of all them Hostess snacks. Yeah. This is good stuff.
No, you don't nuke a moon pie for 30 seconds. Crazy, you're gonna blow it up.
30 seconds? Oh man,
it only takes 5 or 10. You're trying to warm the chocolate in there, the marshmallow up,
or unless she likes the chocolate really just melted off.
Yeah, you're gonna be burnt to whatever you're heating it up on.
Oh,
it's gonna be
man.
A burnt disc of what used to be happiness.
You know, but they are good when you hit them like for like 5 seconds. Hit them for like 5-10 seconds.
Yes,
man.
Yes.
Man, awesome. Oh yeah. Yeah, there's somebody. Hey, Pac-Man. Hey, I want to welcome everybody, all the new names that we're seeing popping in. Hit those follow buttons for me. I really appreciate it. And become a follower of the show. Join the pod, people. You want to join the pod, people. Hit the follow button. Yeah, and join our pod people club. It's free. It's free to join. It's free to join the pod people. Well, it was in all the other movies too, with the pod people, the night of the, no, what was those movies called? Oh, something of, what were those movies called with the pod people? Oh,
I just always thought it was the pod people. I don't know.
Well, we already called the pod people movies because that's what they were. They called them pod people in the movies. But it's Jay Baby says sounds like a cult. Yeah, we are.
Oshet mentions about like the marshmallow, like you've put in the microwave, it'll expand to 5 times its normal size.
Yeah, it does.
Wow, I did not know that.
Because all the air.
Huh. Hey, Pac-Man. Pac-Man says, my people, in fact, I really need your help financially. Well, you've come to the wrong podcast for that, buddy. We're all just normal people working day to day and, you know, living paycheck to paycheck, man. It's like somebody asked me, hey, you got any spare change? I go, I wish I had spare change. And then I'd always
He came into my show last night, and Sheb was like, no, man, bring him up on the panel. I'll give him some financial advice and tell him how to, like, structure his money and stuff. I was like, that's not what he's talking about, bro.
Yeah. Oh, he's listening in from Ghana.
Well, good.
Yeah, Sheb was like, man, Sheb was going Dave Ramsey.
yeah, you know, help him out. It's just like Big Penny was going with this guy.
Or Susie Orman.
Yeah, the financial people. Big Penny was cool.
My favorite Susie Orman quote is, live below your means, but within your needs.
Yes. Hey, Jay Baby's offering you a job if you live in Colorado. I have jobs available. What a good place to go. I'd work for Jay Baby in a heartbeat if I lived there.
Caller.
Oh, maybe that's him calling. Nope. Sorry, we're not taking the call. Big Penny had this one guy. His name was Ed. And I was talking to Big Penny, and she goes, Ed says that you need to, you know, do this and that and this and that with your money. You know, you need to make more money, this and that, you know, and invest in this and do all, he's, you know, naming all this stuff. I go, tell me how much money does Ed have? Oh, she goes, well, Ed don't have any money. Well, then why would I take advice from him? You know, that's crazy. Why would you take advice from somebody that don't have money? That's crazy. That's crazy tough, you know. Oh, man. Good times, though. Good times. Well, dang it, man. I think, you know, yeah, Pac-Man, keep going around. You'll find somebody. see, Shep will help you out. Shep will help you out like that. I guess we need to close this thing down. We need to close it down. It's time to get out of here. It is Thursday. We're now Thursday, the 26th. Oh, I've got ant people coming up. Oh, that's who that probably was trying to call me. Hold on a second. Let me see.
Did they leave you a message?
Yeah, hold on. Let me call them. You can hear me talk to the ant people. Come on. Ring. There you go.
Hello, this is Steven.
Hey, Steven. How you doing? I didn't realize it was you calling about the... you're here. I see you in the driveway.
Yeah, I'm actually in your backyard starting to spray.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go right ahead, buddy. Do you need me to sign anything when you're done?
Nope. Just give me permission to charge the account afterwards.
Yes, just like we've been doing, buddy. That's fine.
Heck yeah.
Don't put that car payment in there, though.
Oh, man.
All right, Steven. Thanks, buddy. I'm just closing down my podcast right now.
Okay, that's what I thought you were doing.
Yeah, well, say hi to everybody at the Old Man's Podcast. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, all right, Steven. Thanks, man.
Hey, thank you.
We'll talk to you later, brother. Bye-bye.
All right, later. Bye.
Oh, there you go. Another satisfied customer. All right, everybody, we're out of here. Russ, you got any things, any last words you want to say to everybody, man? And
You can catch me at lunchtime doing a lunchtime show. Outside of that, you can catch me tonight at 10 outside of normal. Beyond that, grab yourself a moon pie, a Mountain Dew. Put it in the microwave for about 5-10 seconds and enjoy it. Relax. Life is good.
The moon pie, not the soda. Don't put the soda.
Don't put the soda in there. That'd be horrible.
Yeah.
I think you'd want the soda ice cold.
Yeah. That's what I'd want. That's what I'd want right there. All right, well, listen, we're going to close this thing down. I'm going to start the theme music up. Eric's going to tell us about some podcasts that are coming up that you need to check out, and enjoy your day. And Eric, it's all yours, buddy.
Well, coming up on Podbean today, you, of course, I'm sure friends will be expecting to see Milk Dog and Duke James, and if the only crazy lady decides to do an impromptu show, be on lookout for that. And then in prime time this evening, the Dude Man podcast, as well as Low Snares and Pores and Andy Schechter, and then Russ with his normal outside of podcast show after 10 p.m. or 11 p.m. Eastern time this evening, and maybe even an impromptu lunchtime show. Be on lookout for that. And of course, Ralph is back tomorrow morning, and we'll be here for Promote Your Podcast Day tomorrow, and friends like Frankie D and This Swap Doesn't Lie, and then the Beans and Weenie show to wrap up the week as we're going into the weekend with the Big Daddy Al's podcast and a couple other friends you might be seeing around this weekend.
Hey, and Richard, Richardson, Juno, thanks for tuning in. He says this is his first time. Thanks, man. Hit that follow button and come on back. Come on back. And let's get to know each other. And good to see you in the chat room. Don't forget, we've got the Johnny Tacos Show, the Amber May podcast. Wrong Kind of Podcast, the WKOP guys. Stewie Griffiths on Sundays, theholyshift.com. Check them out. Opinionated Lushes, the Alan Sanders Show. Foolish Thoughts by a Fool for Learning. We have the Pulse guys in Alaska. I tuned into their show yesterday. What a great bunch of people, man. Tune in to the Pulse. Those guys are hilarious. And you got the Two Old Farts podcast, another good group of guys, a father and a son, do a good job. Super Had Not Brothers podcast on YouTube. And, of course, Marley, our friend, Marley773 with his Underground Shuffle podcast on Podbean and YouTube also. A lot of good ones out there. Hey, don't forget, we got tomorrow's, our Friday show, Promote Your Podcast and Business Day. Come in, tell us about your podcast, tell us about your business. If you got something else going on you want people to know about, let us help you get an audience. Let us help you get people with eyes on your product and that kind of stuff. Come in and tell us about it. We just did it with that Matthew A. Basil on his book, Dreaming. Just come on in. Let us help you, because that's what we do. We just want to get people to notice you, give you an audience, and help you find success. Strive to be successful. What do successful people have in common with other successful people? They strive to be successful. Pretty easy formula. You want to be successful? Work to be successful. You know, and just going. Oh, and another thing about people that complain about you, The people that complain about what you're doing are people that are doing less than you. The people that are doing as much as you and more than you, they're not going to complain about what you're doing because you're doing what they're doing. All right, listen, we're out of here. That's it.
Well, we'll catch you guys later.
Yeah, we're out of here. Have a great day. Later, Gators.
And that concludes another week of podcasting excellence.
No, not the one. No, Big Dog. That's not the right one, Big Dog.
This is Big Rich Dog from the Dreadnought 928 podcast, and you've been listening to the Old Man's Podcast with Eric Kirk and the Navigators, live on Podbean.
See you later, Gators.
Bye.